Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I haven't been able to pay much attention to chat rooms or announcements and things. We're still, I think people are still watching the AMA from our meeting on Tuesday evening for the first time we did that, a Tuesday evening version. And I just want to remind our patrons, thank you. And also a lot of new lost episodes going up in addition to all the other bonus materials that are there.
Indeed. So, there's one thing that was brought to my attention here. I thought I'd just take a quick look at here with you.
Okay.
Chris Steiner over on Facebook.
Yes.
Tagged me on something like this on a photo. Mm-hmm. And this actually, you kind of mentioned something about this with Jonathan Emord about how the flu cases have all disappeared.
Yeah, no, isn't that at least a little interesting?
Check this out. I got tagged on this. Chris Steiner shared this. And apparently, over on the CDC website,
yes,
there's a statement there. You see what it says there? Can you read that?
Yeah. Due to ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the system will suspend data collection for the 2021 season. 2020 to 2021 influenza season. Data from previous seasons are available on flu interact. So they're going to report on data from previous years? They're not even going to bother. It's like it doesn't exist.
So
you're right.
They you know me, Mr. I need to like verify.
Is it valid?
Right?
Is that for real?
So I went to the CDC website.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there you see on the CDC website.
Read it.
There's the paragraph right there.
Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system will suspend data collection for the 2020 to 2021 influenza season. Data from previous seasons are available on FluView Interact. Dude, is that... You know that, yeah, your first thought, yeah. Super Don, I'm sure was like, oh, man, that's just a meme, right? They're making
that up. Yeah, what's the context of this, right? You know, I mean, regardless... This is under the section here talking about the summary of the geographic spread of influenza, and apparently they're worried about the geographic spread of COVID-19, so therefore they are not going to collect any more data on
how much more of evidence do you need to know that COVID-19 is an absolute scamdemic? How much? What more is it going to take before you go, no, this is all a ruse? As I said, if you're going to claim that you have a new upregulated gain-of-function engineered virus from Wuhan, and all it did was basically kill old people on death's door, and everything else is questionable, because you know it is. And Curtis Koss will confirm that as well, because, you know, the things I cover about PCR tests and viral isolation, Curtis knows that as well as anybody. He's been covering this as long as I have, just about. So y'all won't have to hear me say it again, but Curtis will bring it. But, dude... That's stunning. I had seen that, but I wasn't sure it was real. And CDC just said, yeah, flu, go back and look at previous seasons. We're not even gathering data on it. It's just not a thing anymore. And Jonathan Emord pointed out that if you believe that the flu stats are real, it is much more dangerous for children. Not
well,
even close.
And listen, we've talked about this before where there's, there are people that get, quote, tested for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that go to the hospital And when you look at what they're diagnosed with, it's presumptive COVID-19, right? Yeah. And so they just go by the symptoms.
Yep.
And if, I mean, let's, you know, just right off the top of my head, symptoms of flu, symptoms of coronavirus, right?
I got
a fever. Oh, okay. Are you nauseated? Yep. I'm nauseated. Are you feeling fatigue? Yep. I'm feeling fatigue. Do you have a headache? If you look at the symptoms between flu and what they say the symptoms are of coronavirus, they're literally the same.
Mm-hmm. Is COVID?
So what do you think they're being counted as?
Yeah. Is COVID-19 the new HIV? Not in the same way they're selling it, more of an acute infection. But then again, they used to sell HIV that way too. And then we pointed out, as many people before us did, including our dearly departed friend Liam Sheff, wrote extensively about it. You find out that there's no test for HIV. They call it that, but there isn't actually one that's validated. Let's see. We'll wish us all the best here. Pray for us because we got Curtis Cost on it, and we don't need prayer because Curtis is here, only that the connection is strong. Because every time we've had Curtis on, we've had some challenges, and Curtis, we love and appreciate you so much, and I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, well, I want to say it's great to be here, and I don't think we've spoken since this whole pandemic or fake pandemic has started, and I'm just wondering, has the majority of the world just gone nuts? The stuff that they're doing and the lack of science supporting what they're doing, stunning. And you've already alluded to some of it. I mean, how can they talk about a new virus and everything? There's no purification. I'm sure some of your listeners, there's steps that have to be followed before somebody can make a clout, a virus being the cause of something. And one of those steps is purification, or most people like to use the word isolation, which simply means if you have a jar of mixed coin and you only are interested in the pennies, well, you have to reach in and pull out the pennies and put them into a separate jar. That separate jar is, well, that could have been a purified sample of this COVID virus has never been done. I had a debate between two prominent PhDs with, average of 35 years of experience each. And both of them, Dr. Dave Rasnick and Dr. James Weiler, both agreed that this SARS-CoV-2 has never been purified. I got the video. These top scientists, Victoria's worked for, Dave worked in performance for many years, said no purification. And he also pointed out that the way this came about was the Chinese looked at 44 cases of people with pneumonia, and they then tried to isolate the cause. Now, he said from the get-go, nobody does that for 44 cases. If there were thousands or tens of thousands or so, maybe. But for some reason, they want to look for this causal agent with just 44 cases. And then they claimed that they found the cause, a virus, but only other problem with that was only 15 out of 44 this particular virus was showing up, or they claimed to show up. So how can you claim you found the cause of something when out of 40 cases, which is not a large sample size, only 15 had it? But that is how, and this was all done in the space of a week. Dr. Rasnick said point blank, it's completely fraudulent science from the get-go. And then we talk about the next step is follow what's called Koch's postulates, lived in the 1800s, and he set up a series of standards, which I'm sure you know, on how to prove that a particular pathogen is the agent. You grow it, and then you have inject it to a bowl. See if the animal comes up with the same symptoms. You're thinking that you have to extract samples of the same pathogen. There's all these steps. That has not been done either. So no purification, no Koch's postulates. So in essence, there is no proof that this virus, SARS-CoV, commonly being called COVID-19, even exists. And there's no proof that it causes anything. And as you were discussing a little ago, there is no unique COVID symptom. It's not like your hair turns purple. The only symptoms are the common cold and the common flu. I mean, it's ludicrous. Well, I actually asked do you have a headache? Before you come to a visit, do you have a headache? Like, a headache? Come on! I mean, there's headaches for a thousand different reasons before there was any COVID, supposed COVID out there. Or are you coughing or sneezing? Well, I got cough and sneeze before there was COVID. How can that be a criteria for somebody has COVID? It's laughable. And as you pointed out, we're seeing the exact same script was followed with regards to HIV and AIDS. Again, we had a situation where no HIV isolated. The person who was accredited with isolating it, French scientist Dr. Luc Montier out of the Pasteur Institute, he publicly gone on record and said that his team never succeeded in isolating or obtaining a purified sample of this virus. Nonetheless, the mythology and every other fear tactics were built around the idea that there was a new virus that was discovered. But I know you and others who've done the research know what was called AIDS was symptoms, pneumocystis carinii pneumonia and Kaposi sarcoma, which is skin cancer. That was it. It was only among miscreant sexual males. And those were what were taking a drug called poppers, which helped alleviate some of the trauma of having multiple partners alleviate some of the trauma in one area. And poppers, but just so happens, poppers brought on the exact same symptoms that was called AIDS back then. You know, the skin cancers and everything. So that was what AIDS was. And then they escalated it, saying it's a virus, it's a heterosexual disease, da 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 da. And they're doing the same thing now where before it was just like a fever. Now it's like 20 different symptoms of COVID, when in fact these are all symptoms of the common cold and common flu. I'll stop there because you may have a question or something. I can just keep going on and on, but I'll just take a pause.
Curtis, beautifully said, and I appreciate that so much because I don't want to sound like the echo chamber of myself in saying these things. People are, you know, my loyal and lovable and humble listeners are teasing me about how many times I bring up the issue of PCR not being a viable test, not being approved, not having a standard, on and on it goes. And, you know, I know I'm not the only one saying it, but it's always great to have you on board and others that have done similar research and come to the same conclusions we have, that we are dealing with an absolute scamdemic. And, of course, the outright suppression and censorship that has gone on has been ramped up so far this year. Anybody who dares to mention it has been, especially if they're medical doctors, because they're afraid that people that consider medical doctors credible is their main audience. And if medical doctors agree with Robert Scott Bell and Curtis Cost, then it's all over, right? And they can't have that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As far as the PCR, it's interesting. The inventor of the PCR test, I'm sure you know, Kerry Mullis, he said for many years that his test was being misused because it was never designed to determine that somebody has a particular virus and it is infectious. That's not how his test was. That's not what he'd do. Nonetheless, they did away with regard to HIV. And doing the same with this SARS-CoV-2. And so consequently, you got all these false positives that are out there. I mean, the numbers like 80 to 90% false positive. And I would say 100% false positive because we don't even have a virus that can prove to exist. There's no gold standard by which to measure the virus. And so, unfortunately, he passed. Those who are wondering if there's foul play, because if at the time they're using his PCR invention, he would be on the horns.
Yeah.
Say no, this you can't use this test this way, and that would have just destroyed the credibility of the whole thing, because you know he's a PhD laureate. You can't say he's nuts. The guy is. Was a real threat, and so all these people are hearing on the media saying that the number of cases and million or whatever, all these scary numbers, but they're not telling people, well, this test is not really valid. I mean, the event the test can't be used in this way, and so you got all these. All they want to do is focus in on cases, and I remember I was in this office, foot doctor, and. We start talking about some of this, and I mentioned about the CDC a month or two ago came out and said that healthy people should not take the COVID test or the PCR test. I was so upset. So why could they do that. They shouldn't do that. I'm like, wait a minute. I want to go learn more about it, go to the website. No, it's just the exact opposite. And a lot of other doctors out there, I've heard similar symptoms. They did not want healthy people to be exempt from taking this test. It's hard to interpret that kind of reaction. Sort of like when you tell people that the face masks don't work. They don't want to hear that. They want to believe that their mask still works. Even when I say things like, I was talking to me and was gathered around swimming at the swimming pool where we're at during the summer, start this conversation. And I said, look, if you look at the box that you get your mask from, it says, does not protect against COVID, does not protect against viruses. And he looked at me and said, well, I still want to take it. I still want to wear it. I still believe. I'm like, I don't get that. What is it about does not work against viruses that's confusing? And then we have hospitals. You can't go in, mask on. Now, here's the catch. If you ask them, okay, the mask that you want me to put on to come in, is it guaranteed to protect against viruses? Well, it makes no sense. And then we look at the dangerous mask, how they reduce a person's intake of oxygen by like 20-25%, which is very bad because, we're supposed to take in a certain amount of oxygen on a regular basis. Aside from all the obvious problems, it's also contributing to the growth of cancer in the body because lack of oxygen produces a condition called hypoxia, and hypoxia it creates an environment where it's best for cancer to grow. Cancer grows best in low oxygen environments. That's why one of the treatments for cancer is oxygen therapy. And so you're seeding yourself for potential cancer by wearing this mask. And on the outside, with regards to carbon dioxide, cancers and other diseases fester and grow better in a very acidic environment. So by breathing back in carbon dioxide, that's making the body far more acidic, and therefore you're setting yourself up for potential cancers. So two ways, increase carbon dioxide and decrease in oxygen, you are setting your body for cancer, among many other things. Mm-hmm. So Big Tree did a demonstration on his show, The High Wire, in which you may have seen it, where he had his son on. And he had his son put on the standard mask that most people are wearing, and he had to measure the level of carbon dioxide. And when he put the meter under the mask, I think the safe range was like 1,000 units or something. And that machine went to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, way past the way up to like 10,000. And that was, its limits. You couldn't go any higher. So that space between the back and the face is a very toxic environment with all the excess carbon dioxide that you're breathing back in.
And Curtis?
To say nothing of the fact that when you're wearing... okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right.
You can keep going.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of rallies for President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in the run-up to Election Day. The president campaigning in Michigan, North Carolina, Iowa, Georgia, and Florida. His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, campaigning in Philadelphia. COVID-19 relief negotiations are dead for the time being. Some people seem to think something could be done after the election. Democrats think not so much. Republicans, including the White House, believe something needs to be done after the election.
We're definitely not going to let us get to the end of the year without getting some sort of aid to the American people. President Trump will use any levers that he has to make sure that the American people who are hurting get the assistance they need. If there's any way we could get around the speaker, we will do so.
White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. With another named storm churning up the Caribbean Sea, the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has become historic.
Tropical Storm Eta became the 28th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season after forming in the Central Caribbean Sea. The storm is on a course to hit the coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday after strengthening into a hurricane. Eta ties the record for the most named storms in a single hurricane season, matching 2005. The average hurricane season sees about 10 named storms, with 6 of them becoming hurricanes. With another 4 weeks to go before the official end of the season, there's still a good possibility that 2020 could see more named storms than any other year in history. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A former Democratic presidential candidate says Joe Biden's message is getting through to Americans.
Joe Biden's message of build back better is resonating. He's not saying build back to the way it used to be. He's saying we've got to come back stronger than ever.
Mayor Pete speaking there on CNN's State of the Union. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And the space between the ears of those who believe in masking and PCR tests and viral isolation is pretty much empty, and it's filled with a lot of carbon dioxide, I think. And to answer your question, which I know you know this, how is this happening by cognitive dissonance? Cognitive dissonance, you shall be manipulated, controlled, enslaved, vaccinated, and drugged. And these people, like that doctor you were telling me about, it defies logic. You're like, why would you want to test healthy people for something, you know, even if you believed there was an isolation thing? This is the first time you have to be tested to find out if you're sick when you have no symptoms. And but of course, that flows out of the HIV scam from decades ago, as you know so well. So that, you know, that's why I so much appreciate having you on, because you know all of this stuff, and they hear me say it all the time. I love that they're hearing it from you, and you know, that they can go, oh yeah, Robert's not the only guy, right?
I appreciate
Curtis
it.
Got it. Yeah. So it's really awesome. So I just enjoy you so much, and I wish we could travel and get together and do some stuff together. It'd be fun to be at an event that you put on, because I love what you're bringing. And how's the community up there responding to this particular thing? I know you've been at it for, in fact, decades now with the book you've written and other things. But specifically in the area of COVID, are you seeing more people see through the lies and the scam, or are they all entranced by it?
Well, it varies. I mean, the ones who are taking time to look at other sources of information other than their local news channels, they're starting to wake up. I mean, you see, I'm seeing more and more people not wearing masks, but I think that's also due to demographics, because here in New York, I mean, in certain sections, people aren't wearing the mask as much, and other sections are wearing it a lot. But I will say this, I think that President Trump has greatest contribution to raising awareness about the dangers of this COVID vaccine when he did one simple thing. His warp speed program for the vaccine. Because what I'm finding is lots of ordinary, normally challenged vaccines or authority, they're saying they're not going to take the vaccine because of this warp speed. It's too fast. So everybody's starting to understand that a drug that's not properly, there's a risk. And, you know, I've been in situations where I would talk to, I'm blue in the face with statistics and facts and references, and still don't get through in a lot of cases. This has managed to get through and get through to the ordinary person. And I think that was monumental. I mean, I was just stunned. People you normally would fight me on this issue, I'm not going to take it. I'm like, oh, my God. So, you know, working class people may only have a high school degree. They get it. And now they're starting to ask more questions. So that's monumental. And I think it's extremely necessary because COVID vaccine is probably the most dangerous vaccine ever produced. And I say that for a couple of reasons. They've been trying to produce a vaccine for like 30 years. And every time they try, I mean, when they give it to animals like the ferrets, they get sick, they die. When they did the immoral thing, a lot of people got very sick. There were a lot of death. And now they want to animal testing. You know, if the animals all die, nobody's going to take it at all. So no animal testing.
Yeah.
Of course, no double-blind controlled studies. No long-term studies, where you really should look at this
no
in 10, 20 years.
Inert placebo.
None of that. And this rushing market, no inert placebo. And even the people who are producing the vaccine have been saying, well, you know, we really need at least 2 years. But now they're going along with the program of rushing it. I say it was a brilliant move on the part of Trump. You realize it or not, because everybody knows they should be cautious of this. But despite this, be cautious of this vaccine. But despite this, they are moving forward with testing, and, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates. They said that among the groups they want tested on first are African Americans. And my attitude and those who are aware, like, thank you, but no thank you. Why don't you try it in your neighborhood first? In fact, why don't you start with your own family first? Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what happens over the next. So there's actually demonstrations going on now in different places, like in New Jersey, where they are protesting against this medical facility that's in the black community and actively doing outreach for African to pay in the trials for this vaccine. And, I think this vaccine has the potential to kill hundreds of millions and potentially even billions of people. In fact, when Dr. Rasnick, the interview with him, I mean, he easily think hundreds of millions of people. And we don't know about the long term. Long term could be the number to be, I think, potentially in the billions. And
Curtis,
so it's a bad situation.
Yeah, it could even be that it's a slow kill, in that the first wave of the vaccines, which they now acknowledge are just to prevent mild symptoms, which is absurd. But
that's crazy.
That it could be engaged in pathogenic priming, which would mean whatever they bring next could be the slaughter. They get people comfortable and say, oh, that wasn't so bad. And then suddenly they're set up. And folks, I don't care what color skin you have, but if you have more pigment than me, you should be more suspicious, not less, when they start targeting you, as Curtis just brought up. And Curtis, I appreciate you coming on board. I miss you, and it's great to have you on board. I just wish we didn't have a delay at all between us. I want to show everybody the links to your website, to your book. Curtis Koss, we've got it linked up, and the book Vaccines Are Dangerous, mm-hmm. A Warning to the Global Community. That Blogspot site is up, and we have that linked as well. And also embedded into the show notes today, mm-hmm. A couple of great videos. One was an interaction with Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., mm-hmm. from Children's Health Defense and Voices from Our Community. And you had a great talk with him on that, and I just like appreciate so much all that you're doing. Despite all of the barbs thrown your way, you're not willing to stop because you know how important this is, and I'm just, like I said, just want to extend my gratitude for you, Curtis, and you know, anytime we can do something together, I'd love it.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's always an honor. It's good to see people out putting out this kind of quality information fearlessly. So thank you. It's always an honor.
All right. Great having Curtis back on the show today. And the delay wasn't as bad as I feared, Super Don. We made it through, which is a good news scenario.
It was much better this time than I think it has been in the past. So.
Yeah. Just a shout out to Michelle Cotterman, our good friend from Health Freedom Ohio. Somehow these two got to get together, and like these two, I want no delay, anything like that when we have them on. And, but we made the best of it. I think it was good. And as I said, I feel better about myself now because I'm not the only one saying the things that I'm saying. Curtis is nailing it again and again and again. Not that I felt mm-hmm. bad before, but like I said, I so much appreciate Curtis and his ability to research over the years and what he's brought out. Just spot on. So, great having Cheryl Chumley back. I want to remind everybody that her book, Socialists Don't Sleep, it's linked up in the show notes. Let me just show everybody that while I'm thinking about it here. Bottom of the hour, we're coming back in. Got a little bit more time to go. Scroll on up, and you'll see that. Socialists Don't Sleep. Christians Must Rise or Americans Will Fall. And I will say this true, America will fall. You know, whether you're Jewish, Christian, whatever it is, rise and recognize that socialism is evil because it's rooted in collectivism. And for those of you who think, oh, no, that's not right because it's kind and gentle because it makes sure everybody has something, no, it's based on theft. And I guess there are a lot of people that don't, you know, follow back to the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. If the basis for your kindness and lovingness is stealing or theft, you just jumped the proverbial Ten Commandment sharks. You just disassociated with any semblance of right and wrong. And Super Don, our next story goes into something called free will.
Wait a minute. The proverbial, what was that you said?
I don't know.
The proverbial ten.
Jump the Ten Commandment shark.
Ten Commandment shark.
Something like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But
anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It leads us
messed up your segue. I totally just.
Don't be stepping on my segue.
Just killed it. All right.
Well, I mean, it relates to freedom. And why? Because socialists or people who believe that socialism is the only way to help people apparently are not willing to help people. They only will help people if the government forces them to help people or forces you to help people. What does that mean? They steal from you. They take bunches of your money or whatever it is they can take from you. They keep most of it and they dole a little bit out, not even acknowledging the role of the free market to answer and solve problems that they think can only be solved by government intervention. And so to me, this destroys freedom. Because what is charity, Super Don? It's my ability to say, you know what, I see somebody over there that's in need. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask permission of government if I can help them. I'm just going to help them. If they want help. Now, that's another thing. I don't want to force myself on them. But I think that people that believe in socialism as the only way to save people, they don't believe that freedom can solve it. They think freedom is the problem, that everybody is going to be greedy and step on everybody and no one's going to help one another. And, you know, by throwing the government into the realm of charity through force, which is no longer charity, they've basically crowded out the freedom to care for people, whether it be through churches or nonprofit organizations or just by putting a hand out because you want to help somebody, that which happens despite government intervention all the time. I mean, don't tell me that y'all have never helped somebody out of the goodness of your heart with expecting nothing in return. Oh, that doesn't happen. Only the government can do that, right? And I think that's a big part of this corruption, or this idea that freedom is the cause of our problems, neglecting to acknowledge that the creeping role of government in our lives over time, over this last century even, has created a scenario where more people are in need and less people's needs are being met, because you corrupt the ability of freedom to solve problems that are genuine, yes, that can't be solved by coercion and force and theft.
Or government.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, I repeat Which, myself.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, and now at the risk of repeating
myself. Arose by any other name.
Right. So let's go to this.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs by Rush is Free Will. Do you like that song?
I do.
I will choose a path that's clear.
What's my favorite line in that song, though?
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Made a choice, yes.
Yeah, isn't that
I
awesome?
Love that.
Dude,
that's
Neil
a mind bender. I love that.
Dude, yeah. he was a great lyricist.
Yeah.
But here's the question that scientists can't seem to figure an answer for. Will I or won't I? Scientists still haven't figured out free will, but they're having fun trying. Really?
Dude, this is the most arrogant piece of crap I've seen in such a long time. It's, you know, I you love science. I love science. Mm-hmm. I think science is very interesting. It was one of my favorite subjects in school as I was growing up.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older, and especially as I've delved into a lot of these topics that you introduced me to many years ago and that we've done ever since, I've grown to become weary of the arrogance of science.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show. We're unique, yet we're all created in the image of God or Creator. But we also have unique strengths, weaknesses, attributes, passions, desires. All of these things are distinct and different. And if we were all the same, what would be the point of everybody? You know, it's all the same. We have unique attributes, divine sparks of God, I call it. And I'm happy about that, even though it creates challenges here on planet Earth. All the divisiveness and division, but I think it's so we will then one day choose, maybe if I call it a higher path, that's, you know, language doesn't really do what I'm trying to, justice to what I'm trying to explain, Super Don. So, anyway.
It's heavy.
But it lightens me up. I don't mind talking about it.
All right.
You know, remember
well,
when we were talking in the AMA about spiritual stuff, I asked the folks, and we got some really cool stories, but apparently people dig it. I guess I'm not being offensive enough when I talk about this stuff.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, I know. It's not good talk radio if you're not offending people. No, it's not my intent to do that. It's I don't enjoy doing that, although there are some morons out there that deserve to be offended, but that's another story for another COVID day. Hopefully we can get beyond it. All right, we got
2 minutes. What do we want to do a quick question of the day?
Oh, do we have time for a question of the day? Well, let's see if we can get to it. Help me find it. Here it goes.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Here it is. This question of the day is coming from Stacy. Thank you for bringing some sanity to me in this crazy world. Hey, but how about that? We're doing that without a license, Super Don. We, you and me, bringing sanity to this crazy world. My question is, Stacy says, as I got really sick in December, I'm in Canada, she says, it was the symptoms of corona. However, according to our government, it wasn't here yet. Whatever it was. Stacy, I like the way you're referencing this. This is good that you've been paying attention. Well done. Whatever it was, I don't want to get that sick again. I have been spending 2020 getting healthy. I am currently doing FODMAP for my IBS with great results. Did you find out what this FODMAP thing is? FODMAP?
No.
Was it missing an O and it should be food map? Can you do a search on FODMAP and IBS? Okay? Because I'm not sure what she's referring to there. As well as the Wim Hof breathing and yoga. The supplements I'm on are multivitamin, red reishi, ashwagandha, zinc, oregano oil. I do the silver with aloe and vitamin D. What other supplements should I take? Stacy. Okay. So, Superdon, if you figure out what this FODMAP thing is.
Special kind of diet for IBS.
Okay. So I haven't followed that. I've heard a bunch of different diets for IBS, but I haven't followed the one that says FODMAP. So that's something I'll have to look into as well. But I haven't had to resort to that for people that have IBS. Although, yes, yeah, you need to modify what goes into your pie hole. You can't put things in there that are inflammatory to your body. So that might be another way to navigate it. But it looks like she said multivitamin. Now, I have yet to meet the multivitamin that was truly 100% whole food. And so we don't do multivitamins here. We do whole food supplements. We have the Cardio Miracle as one. We've done and we do Living Fuel. My buddy Dr. Daryl Joffrey has a super green supplement. I mean, these are whole foods that they're putting in there, and they are food, so the body knows what to do with what's in them, and it's all good. But if you're going to take other things, you mentioned zinc. I hope it's Megafood Zinc, because that's the only one that I know is 100% whole food, the Megafood brand zinc. But what's missing here among all the things that jump out at me, probably jumps out at you, Super D. What do you see that's missing here as far as concern about being ill, whether it be from it, whatever it is?
Yeah, there's no selenium in here.
There's no selenium. Yeah, number one on the list, Stacy. If you miss that, and we've gotten some word that you can still order selenium in. Remember one of our AMAs we found out, I think Shane said he couldn't get it into Canada, and then they tried again, which used to be healthy, a smaller quantity. Apparently he was able to get it, which is great. But the selenium from Innate Response is what we use if you go to choosetobehealthy.com. If you could find Innate Response. And I did see some Innate products when I was in Ontario. I think it was last year a while back. So you should be able to get that. That'd be my number one thing. The other thing, you are on the Silver Aloe Protocol, but that's for gut recovery, as you know. But if you're doing silver sublingually, like, the Sovereign Silver or the Argentin 23, you do the teaspoon sublingual, you can definitely keep your immune system strong. All right, we're out of time. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.